USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump arrives in France dealing with a trade war with China that threatens to drag down the U.S. economy and now maybe starting another one with Europe. Trump plans to turn up the volume on his accusations of unfair trade practices by America's closest allies when he sits down with a group of seven leaders. He also faces increasing provocation from Iran and issues on climate change with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. And now the big topic is Russia rejoining the G7.
We spend a lot of time talking about Russia at those meetings, and they're not there. I think it would be a good thing if Russia were there, so we can speak directly.
Russia has not yet asked to rejoin. That's something that would need to happen before the group takes a vote. Trump also has plans for sit-down one-on-one meetings with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Justin Trudeau, where the conversations will focus on trade and national security. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, I'm so appreciative of all of the things that you've done in patronizing MyPillow. So is Mike Lindell. You've built MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow and the inventor, wants to give back to you. You can get deep discounts right now on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener special. Maybe you want Giza Dreams bed sheets. Maybe you want a MyPillow of your own. Maybe you want a MyPillow to take with you on vacation. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use my promo code USA, and remember, you got nothing to lose. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener specials. You get deep discounts on all MyPillow products only if you use promo code USA. And by the way, you can call 1-800-951-8175 and get the same savings.
Indianapolis Colts fans got a bit of a surprise yesterday. With that story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
After the Indianapolis Colts quarterback heard boos while walking off the field, he walked to a podium to make the surprise decision official, saying he's retiring at age 29 after a series of bouts with injuries and several years of being in pain.
I've been stuck in this process. I haven't been able to live the life I want to live, taking the joy out of this game, and the only way forward is to remove myself from football in this cycle that I've been in.
He wasn't going to make the announcement until late Sunday, but after a reporter leaked the story on Saturday, he changed his plans. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Atlanta police say six people injured by debris from a lightning strike at the Tour Championship have been treated and released. Golf was suspended the rest of the day. The third round resumed this morning, with the final round scheduled for the afternoon for the FedEx Cup and its $15 million prize. Don't forget, you can listen online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The average American commuter wastes 54 extra hours a year stuck in traffic delays. With that story, here's USA's John Clements.
The study from the Texas A&M Transportation Institute reports the term extra hours reflects the time traveling at congested speeds rather than free-flow speeds. Bill Isley, co-author of the study, tells us the solution is a lot more than just building more roads.
Parts of the solution include looking into ourselves and what do we need to do to change our travel behavior? Are there mobility options? Yes, building roads is part of it, but there's other things we can do.
The study of 494 urban areas found commuters in Los Angeles must be really frustrated.
In Los Angeles, you'll spend 119 hours stuck in traffic.
I'm John Clemens.
Pope Francis said today that the Amazon forest is vital for our earth, and he's urging prayers that the fires are quickly controlled, even as Brazil sent tens of thousands of soldiers out to confront the crisis. Francis added his voice to the chorus of international concern that the blazes in Brazil will have grave repercussions on the world's environmental health. The pontiff, who is from the South American nation of Argentina that borders Brazil, told the public at St. Peter's Square that we're all worried about the vast Amazon fires. He warned that the green lung of forest is vital for the planet. Brazilian government satellite monitors have recorded over 41,000 fires in the Amazon region so far. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.